So been working here 5 years.
Yep.
You're a pretty big team. I guess you've worked with everyone now.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I know you get to know everyone on the station. It's a, I mean, there's a relatively small station, and you know, you get to work with everyone over the teams, and you know, when you do overtime and that sort of stuff, so you get to know everyone pretty well.
Yeah, excellent. Do you have a good variety of staff here, like young and old, sort of experienced?
Yeah, there's new? A pretty good range. We've started getting some more younger guys out at the station now, or younger people out at the station. In the last couple of years, before that, there was, some of the guys have been here for a long time, but they're sort of slowly, you know, they're all leaving or doing whatever, and we're getting a lot more young people here now, which is good.
Yeah, fresh blood. They're really starting to pump out the PSO courses now.
Yeah, I think they, you know, and we always need numbers here. Yeah. So.
Well, they were pumping them out, then it dried off, and now it's
they
back,
offered all
back
redundancies,
again.
And then, you know, all of a sudden need more PSOs. So, yeah, it's good. Having more people and new people is always good.
Yeah. And have you spent all the time here in Pine Gap? Have you done any other small stints? Or
I've done little bits and pieces. So I've gotten away for statics for, you know, the Prime Minister in Queensland, and I've done some courses.
Oh, great.
EH&S rep for the site, so I've gone away and done that. OST, so I've gone and done some trips for that as well, so yeah.
Oh, it's good to know for people, though, even though you are struggling a bit for numbers here, that you can still go out and do other things. It keeps it fresh.
Yeah, and it's if you you know, you just got to apply for things, and there's opportunities come up. So got one of our guys did the he's only been in less than a year, and he's done the CAPO course, so he's heading off to Canberra for the Police Remembrance Day for a couple of weeks. So there's always opportunities like that that pop up. So yeah, it's good.
You just got to keep putting your name down, and I'll eventually say yes to you.
Exactly, exactly. So there's plenty of opportunity if you sort of apply yourself and you make it known you want to do things or talk to people. It's
So would that be your advice for anyone new coming in? Just
100%. Any opportunity comes up, even if you're just go for it, and it makes it more interesting. You know, courses are always good, and
So you found it really easy to settle into Alice Springs, a town. Mm. Was it easy to settle in to the station?
Relatively. Like everyone here is pretty good. They there's no issues at all. If you struggle with anything, there's always people that you can ask or help you out with things. And everyone seems to put in pretty well, so, yeah.
The old, there's no such thing as a stupid question thing?
Yeah. Generally, yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. But no, it's the station, it's a good station. And it's quite a busy station as well, you know, comparatively. So yeah, everyone sort of works really well together, and, goes by pretty quick, so that's good.
And the roster shift life, had you done that before, or is it brand new to you?
No, I've been doing shift work for like about 10 years now.
Oh, so you would have fit in easy.
Easy. It's never been an issue for me. So I and these rosters are pretty good. You sort of work sort of 50% of the time. You get 2 weekends off a month. So compared to my last rosters, where I could go, you know, a month or so without a weekend off, it's nice to be able to say at least half the time I'll be able to get a weekend off with the wife, or
makes it pretty easy to plan ahead, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, some shift workers out there are doing, you know, either 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and unless you do ample overtime, you won't be doing anything crazy like that.
You get people here that smash overtime and only have a couple days off, but I have plenty of time off. I'm quite happy. Yep. Phil.
Excellent. So what are some of the things you really like about Pine Gap? You said, do you like it because of the size and volume, and there's plenty to do?
It's one of those places that if you're relatively motivated, there's plenty to do. It's quite a busy station compared to a lot of places. You're not just going to be stuck sitting somewhere for a couple of hours doing nothing. There's always things to be done. We have protests and that sort of stuff that come up every so often, so that makes it more interesting. We get a lot of visits because we're quite a big facility and quite important. You end up getting a lot of visits by VIPs and stuff, which always comes with, you know, different things that need to be done.
So you got to keep nice and switched on for them.
Exactly, exactly. So everyone sort of goes into, you know, overdrive. We've got to make sure everything's right and all good for everyone.
I was speaking to Shannon before, and he loves getting out on the push bike. Do you get out on the push bike around here as well?
Yeah, yep. So I'm a bike patrol officer as well. So it's actually really nice out here, especially in summer.
This time of year is beautiful.
Oh, it's a bit cold at night, but yeah, during the day. It's
during perfect. The day, yeah. Yeah. Because the nights are very cold in our summer.
So 0 degrees or lower at night in winter. It gets a little bit cold for the shorts. I was in them last night, but it's a bit cold tonight.
Oh, look, anything else you'd like to add about Alice Springs or Pine Gap Station?
If you want to give somewhere a go, like I said, Alice Springs, it's a really nice town, really nice community. You get to catch up with people a lot more here than would. So I'm from Perth, I think as you are as well. You can't go to the shops without seeing one of your friends when you go out here. So that's really nice here. The station's really good. There's always something going on. So yeah.